Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Stone Guardian, Stone Guardian, Crystal Keeper, Crystal Keeper, Gym Lovers of Rockhead,
Gym Lovers of Rockhead,
welcome to Tales of Rockhead.
Hello, hello, and welcome to There's a Rock for That. I am your host, Mary Brown. Happy New Year, everyone. I hope all of you enjoyed the holiday, and I wish you all a fabulous 2021. It's got to be better than 2020. Come on. Are you with me? And I'm really excited to kick off the show in the new year. This is the first show of 2021 on the Psychic Talk Radio Network, and I think it's going to be a great year for Psychic Talk Radio Network, for all our shows and our hosts. We got a lot of exciting stuff happening this year already. And today, our topic is crystal resolutions, or crystal intentions. You know, a lot of people make New Year's resolutions. I know my co-host on the Tarot Today Show, Dax Carlisle, likes to call them New Year's intentions. And we're going to talk about how crystals can support that, you know, how they can help us keep those resolutions and keep our intentions. And our crystal guest for the month is emerald, which is a wonderful stone that I'm really excited to talk about. Want to let you know that this is a live call-in show. I will be taking the show. I'm going to try and cut down on the wait time, since it seems like there's a big lines for everything else going on, so I have a big line just to call in to There's a Rock for That today. The number to call is 714-816-4628. Again, that number is 714-816-4628. If you want to be live on the air and get a mini reading or talk about crystals or the topic today or even the featured stone this month, emerald, you want to be sure to press 1 on your dial pad, because that will put you in the queue, and it kind of is like raising your hand, and I'll get to see that you want to be on the air. All right. And also, we have a live chat going on during the show. You can find that easily by going to psychictalk.net/chat. It's our Facebook post, our chat post, and you can even post questions or comments in there. Join the fun in there with all your pals. So, this is sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the International Organization for Tarot Lovers, Students, and Professional Readers, since 2004. Check out the Tarot Guild by going calm. And again, just putting up that chat post, information, psychictalk.net/chat, will take you right to our Facebook chat post. Okay, great. And I see we already have a lot of callers in the queue right now. Hello, callers. I will be getting to you very shortly, but I do want to kind of kick off the topic a little bit and get everybody thinking about this. So a lot of times we do want to make resolutions. We want the new year to be different than the old year. For sure, this year, right? And we also, you know, there's a lot of things that we want to do that maybe we haven't gotten around to doing. And so we make those resolutions and we say, this year, 2021, is the year that I quit smoking, or that I exercise more, or that I, you know, work on myself, or I, you know, get rid of the negative self-talk. There's a you know, thousands and thousands of intentions and resolutions out there that people make. And I would argue that for every single one of them, there is a crystal that can support that effort. So how do you figure it out, right? You know, is this going to be really complicated and will you find the right stone? No, it's really simple. And, you know, like I often talk about on this show, I talk about, you know, working with crystals, using the Western idea of the seven main chakras, you know, the rainbow colors. You can choose stones of those colors. So let me give you a couple examples. So if you decide something like, actually, I forget what show it was on last night. I was watching, it was New Year's Eve, and I was watching CNN, and they had Drew Barrymore on, and she was talking about, you know, her intention for the year is going to be to, you know, stop all the negative things that she's saying to herself all the time. So that idea of negative self-talk, where we kind of, you know, can put ourselves down or, you know, just kind of, you know, say things that aren't, you know, to ourselves that aren't helpful, you know, and it kind of can eat away at our self-confidence and you know, other things like that. So using her example, so what stones should she consider working with? Well, you know, when we talk about talk, we talk about communication, a lot of times we're going to be thinking about stones that have to do with the throat chakra. Right. So our blue stones, and there's a wide variety of stones that are blue in color. You've got sodalite, you've got lapis lazuli, you've blue lace agate, just tons and tons of them. So that's how you would approach it. Like find the stone, the color at least, that would relate to the thing that you want to work on. So if it's about communication, okay. Then you look at your blue stones. Now, something like negative self-talk, where we need, you know, to be a little kinder, a little compassionate, a little more gentle with ourselves, I would say blue lace agate would be a terrific one to work with. And also, because it's not just about communication, it's also about having compassion for ourselves, right? So you might look at the heart chakra stones, your pink stones, your green stones, something like rose quartz, something like emerald, our stone of the month. So that's a way to go about it. That's one thing. And so then what do you do? Well, you know, we want to keep those intentions, you know, active and in the forefront and something that we're always sort of, you know, being aware of, right? So you could carry a stone, or if you pick a couple stones, you could carry a couple stones in your pocket. You might find jewelry that have the stones in them or have them made, or make it yourself if you're so talented at wire wrapping and things like that. Carry it around. You know, keep it in your pocket. And if you don't want to do that, put it on display, you know, somewhere where you're always going to see it. And have it kind of in your auric field, you know. So that's why it's better to wear it or carry it around you, because it's in your auric field then. And you can better absorb that energy. Another thing you can do is, say you have an intention about bringing more abundance into your life. Okay, so what do we do? What stones might we look for with that? Where is the source of abundance? You know, it really depends on what you mean, right? Because abundance isn't just about money. It can be about health. It can be about happiness. It can come in a lot. It could be even about fertility. It comes in a lot of different forms. It could be about having enough food, not being hungry, those kind of things. So I would, you know, classic stone for abundance and wealth is citrine. So that's a yellow stone, you know, solar plexus chakra. So look at your yellow stones. Maybe you want citrine, maybe some green stones too, if we're worried about health. And you can take as many stones as you want, and you can create a grid a crystal grid in you know, a corner of your bedroom, in your sacred space, in your living room, you know, someplace where you can go and sit with it and interact with it and focus on your New Year's resolution, focus on your New Year's intention. You don't have to have some advanced degree or a lot of training to make a really terrific, effective crystal grid. Choose the stones that you like. Choose the stones that you feel are going to help you, you know, connect with your purpose, connect with your intention. Stones that even like just resonate with you. And get one larger stone and put that in the center. You know, so maybe it's about bringing more love. Maybe it's about having more compassion. Maybe you put a big rose quartz in the center, you know. And maybe you put a big citrine in the center or a big yellow quartz in the center of your grid. And then you want to like connect the energy with maybe, you know, little chips of stones. Like I have a couple bags of little chips of peridot, which is one of my favorite green stones. And I love it for health issues. And so what I'll do is I'll put a big center stone. I'll choose some of the other stones that resonated with me and kind of make it, just make a circle around it or make whatever shape you want. Use sacred geometry if you want to, or create a shape that has meaning for you. It could be something as simple as a star. You know, it really doesn't matter. You can't do this the wrong way. It can even be kind of abstract. It doesn't have to have a definitive shape to it. But use like little crystal chips in between the larger stones so everything's like all connected. Do it your own way because you're making it for you and it's going to hold the most meaning that way, you know, rather than just follow somebody else's example. Or if you don't want to be that creative or do it that way, there are even shapes you can print off and cut out. You can draw the shape and then just line the stones around that shape. There's a million ways to do it. So you could do a grid. You can wear jewelry. You can carry it in your pocket. You can have it close by. You know, it's kind of just going to be reminding you and reinforcing you. And then the crystals themselves bring their own energy. So another example would be like, you know, a lot of times people are concerned about addiction issues. When it comes to New Year's resolutions, how many people say like, this is the year I stop smoking, this is the year I quit drinking, this is the year I stop overspending, whatever your vice is, so to speak. Amethyst is kind of a traditional stone for dealing with things like alcoholism, drug addiction, you know, cigarettes, etc., anything that is going to help, you know, get rid of an addiction. A lot of times amethyst is associated with it. So, you know, you can do this. You don't have to be an expert. You can even, you know, look up, you know, stones that are good for particular things. I always recommend the Crystal Bible by Judy Hall. It's a classic. It's a terrific book and has a lot of great descriptions of stones and the uses for healing and how to position them and the attributes of the stones. That's a great book. What's even better is she has a series of books, and the first one is really good for this, called Crystal Prescriptions. And so it's arranged by, you know, kind of what's ailing you. What do you want to work on? And she gives you 2, 3, 4, sometimes different choices of crystals that may be helpful with that, whether they're physical ailments, whether they're, you know, mental, emotional, spiritual, whether it's bringing abundance into our life, whether it's working, you know, on our career or public speaking. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, right? So that's a book I would recommend for just kind of a starting place if you don't feel that confident on your own in choosing your own stones and you want a place to start. That's where I would start, because it addresses so many different issues. So that is pretty much most of what I wanted to say about using crystal resolutions. And definitely, if you want to post a question about that, if you have a specific one you want me to help you come up with ideas for, you can call in or you can post a comment on our chat post. Again, that's at psychictalk.net/chat. But since it is still the holiday, and it's January 2nd, I'm still celebrating. Let's go ahead and start taking some calls here and see who's out there and what they want to chat about. I'm doing crystal mini readings with my crystal dice today and my crystal oracle cards. So let's see who is out there, who's been waiting the longest. We have area code 310. Area code 310. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Susan and I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. All right. What did you want to talk about today?
Well, I was hoping I could get a mini reading if I could.
Sure. What's your question that you'd like a reading on?
Yes. Romance.
Okay. And any particular question about romance? Did you have
I just met someone, and he seems pretty interesting, so just curious if it's going to develop into anything.
Right. Like, how's that going to go for you? Okay, with this guy you just met. I am shaking my dice, and let's see. Whoa. Okay, wow. He is interesting, isn't he? And a few more in here. So let's see, what do we have? You know, when we're talking about how this is going to go, my goodness. All right, all right, all right. I'm just matching these up real quick here. I use a bunch of dice, quite literally. Okay, so, you know, this still needs to develop. You already know that. Yeah, you know, but I definitely see some great qualities here. It seems like there really is a lot of common ground. And, you know, obviously the attraction's there. The interest is there. And, you know, if there's anything that kind of, a lot of harmony, a lot of sixes and twos. So, you know, so when I get a lot of sixes that come up, I see that as, you know, harmony. And as long as we, you know, kind of some give and take going both ways here, you know, and we can kind of, you know, give each other a little bit of space to get to know each other. That's terrific. We'd see big on the romance with a lot of twos. But if there's any issues that come up, right, the only problem areas that I'm really seeing with this, that, you know, things could get a little dramatic, okay?
Okay.
And when and if they do, it's really related to fear and insecurity, okay? That's not something that has to be like a big deal, deal breaker kind of thing at all. But, you know, we definitely see like this is connected to like hidden emotions that need to come to the surface. So communication is going to be really key, you know. The other thing that comes, like, really, it's just about expressing. Him expressing what he feels. How do you feel do you feel you're good at that, at expressing your feelings?
I'm fairly good at it. I'm actually a therapist in my past life. I used to be a therapist.
And
I think I'm pretty good at it. But and it's
awesome.
Funny you said that, because he's been he wants to get together like right away, kind of thing, and
mm-hmm.
he's very impatient. So when you were saying, fear or things coming up, I have a feeling it's probably with him.
Yeah.
Not with me.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought too. You know, and that's what I'm saying. It seems like you're good at doing that. And sometimes when it's easy for us, it's a little hard to understand why it's difficult for someone else. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like that's, you know, you're going to have to, you know, he needs to learn patience, sure, but you're going to maybe need to be a little patient with him in that area, you know?
Yes.
But other than that, this looks really promising. And just pulling I've got these great love cards I love to pull for romance readings. And let's just see what comes up with that. These are the little love notes. And that's all they are, really. It's just like a little note to give you something to think about. And, you know, it's talking about, it's funny. Okay, so the note is like, love doesn't keep score. So that might be something to kind of, you know, that may come up at some point with this relationship, is that, you know, sometimes it's like we can kind of get in this thing like where I do more of this than you do, or, you know, it's your turn or that turn. And so it's just a little reminder that, you know, love doesn't really keep score in that same way. It matters that we have balance, right? It matters that, you know, we get in sync with each other. But sometimes one person is maybe better at doing something than the other person is, so that other person's not going to do it as much, you know. Just, you know, some things to keep in mind. But I think this looks pretty promising. And if anything, you know, just that little thing about learning him taking longer maybe to learn to really express himself is the only thing that I see that comes up here, is like, we may have to deal with this. But again, it's not a deal breaker. Okay?
Awesome.
I hope that helps.
Thank you. It does. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for calling, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year and many blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, that was a terrific way to start off the show, our first caller. All right, so let's go ahead and see who else is out there. Who wants to be on the air? And then I will check and see if anything's going on in the chat room in a moment. But our next caller is area code 414. Area code 414, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Felicia, and I am calling from Tennessee.
Felicia's from Tennessee. Awesome. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, I'm just trying to see and get a reading. Let me just say that I'm in college, and I was having a hard time completing my first class, and in my second class I was having a hard time. I didn't pass the test. So I'm trying to find out, would I be able to get financial aid at all? Like, if I did an appeal, would they accept my financial aid, and I'll be able to continue my graduate degree? Because I'm trying to, it was a lot going on. So that was the fact of my...
Right. So you just kind of want to know, like, you know, it's really a yes or no question, right? Whether or not you're going to be able to do this. Okay, well, let me go ahead and get my pendulum here, my crystal pendulum, as we're doing crystal readings, and just see when it comes to financial aid, and then we'll pull a card here and see what can help you. Will you be able to get help with that? I'm getting a yes response on this. That you are going to be able to do it. It's really something slow and steady about the movement, so it's really talking about being diligent, you know, making sure that you're, you know, looking at all the resources available for getting that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, details, right? It's always details, paperwork, all that stuff. So, and then pulling a crystal card to see what else. Hey, you know, that is so weird. So the card I pulled is this really interesting stone called Chatakite. And it's really, really kind of a beautiful stone. But what's really funny to me is that, you know, these crystal cards that I use, and I posted one today from the same deck as our card of the day on our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. It has a keyword with it, like what the meaning of the card is, and it says teacher. So we're talking about education, and boom, you know, there it is. And so the message with this card and with the stone Chatakite, which is spelled Chatukite, is it talks about invoking the wisdom of our inner teacher, opening up our heart to allow us to share our own wisdom. Have you ever thought about teaching yourself? That's one aspect of it. The exciting aspect of it, though, is it connects you to your teacher guides in the higher realms. So that is something you don't have to have that particular stone in order to do that. But since education is kind of, you know, on our mind here and our top concern at the moment, it wouldn't hurt to ask your guardian angel, ask for help with this. Hey, you know, where's my, you know, guidance counselor up there? You know, where's my cosmic guidance counselor that's going to help me make sure I get this financial aid? So, look, you know, I think, you know, everything I'm seeing looks like we've got a good shot at this, you know? So, you know, that looks good. Just, you know, there's something about that sort of being, like, the being deliberate about it and, you know, dotting the I's and crossing the T's, as it were. And connecting with and asking for help from our from the cosmic realm, from the divine realm, you know, help me get this through so I can finish my education and be able to have the career and the life you want. Okay.
And yeah. And what I'm doing is it's teaching. Anything that I do, I work with the housing department, and it's with working with homeless individuals, with providers out in the community who works with homeless individuals, and that's the teaching part. We're making sure they fall under contract, the scopes of services, things like that.
Wow.
So I really enjoy what I do, yeah.
Yeah, you're doing the great work by doing that. There's a lot of need out there, and we definitely need a lot of people helping. So thank you for that. And, great blessings to you, and Happy New Year. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye. All right. Well, we are at the bottom of the hour right now. I want to talk real quickly about what's coming up on the Psychic Talk Radio Network this week, and then we will be getting back to the calls after that, after a quick check in the chat room as well. But let's go ahead and see what's coming up on the Psychic Talk Radio Network this first week of 2021, this first week of January. And our next show is going to be Monday, January 4th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, the Wisdom of the Soul show with your host Janice Fuchs. And that'll be followed on Wednesday, January 6th. It's the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour with your host, Catherine Hahn. And again, that's going to be 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And then on Friday, the doctors are in show with host Dr. Rose Wilkerson and Dr. Dax Carlisle. They're going to be doing open lines with tarot mini readings and life coaching. And their topic is 2021 world year number and your personal year number as well. And then I'll be back on Saturday, January 9th, with my co-host Dax Carlisle on the Tarot Today radio show, and we'll be having a special guest, Certified Tarot Master Corby Mitlead. And that, again, will be at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And then Sunday, the Magic Universe show with host Sharona Rapsik, and she'll be having a special guest on Maria G. Moss, Master Angel Practitioner and President of the International Association of Angel Practitioners. They'll be talking about angel magic, and that'll be on Sunday, again, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, the same time for all our shows. And you can find that list of upcoming shows by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming. And let's see what's going on in the chat posts here. See if we have any questions there before we take a few more calls and start talking about our featured stone for the month, which is Emerald. And, okay, I see Dax in there. I see Charlotte in there. Hi, everybody. Happy New Year. That's what Charlotte says. Awesome. Okay. So let's go ahead and take a few more calls before we start talking about our featured stone, Emerald. And the next call that we have, let's see who has been waiting the longest here, is area code 775. Area code 775. Caller, are you there?
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy from California.
Hi, Wendy from California. How are you?
Well, this is going to be an interesting year for me. I have an attorney named Taylor who is representing me in a lawsuit. I was denied accommodation for a disability, and then the employer let me go on the 19th day of October, and the firm is pretty prestigious. They don't accept just anybody, and I'm sure they would not have accepted my case if they didn't think I had a good one. So I wonder if I'm going to win my lawsuit, and also hopefully moving with my sister Leslie to a new apartment, maybe August, September.
Okay, so we got a move, we got a lawsuit, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, let's take a look at this lawsuit. Okay, how does it look like that's going to go for you? And I'm just rolling some crystal dice here. Okay, what do we have? What do we have? Okay, we've got a lot of ones, so that is actually really good. And it also talks about this being like a new beginning for you, you know. So you getting this new lawyer, right? This is some you had tried other people, I guess, right?
No, I was calling around. And then I was referred to this lawyer, and they kind of jumped right on it. And
terrific.
The attorney that referred me said if they take my case, it's really big, and they did.
That's awesome. So, yeah, you know, my goodness, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six out of seven stones are ones, so that looks really good. It's like number one. You know, is this something that's happening pretty quickly as well?
I know
the situation may be dragged out for a while, but have you noticed like anything about this now that they've taken your case that things seem to be accelerating?
Well, my attorney said, told me basically to relax and let him drive, that he's got all the information at his fingertips.
Perfect.
And I'm hoping that we settle out of court. So he has other cases too, but I'm hoping that I get some kind of settlement and that I, of course, that I win.
Yeah. Well, you know, this looks really good, and it just feels like it just kind of happens, like, you know, once it gets going, it happens pretty quickly and in your favor, you know, get a lot of sixes, two, and fours, which is great. Fours are about stability, structure, that kind of thing. Sixes are about generosity, healing, gifts, good news, those kind of things. So I'm getting a lot of great signs about that. Now, the other question was about moving. Was it with your sister? Is it some move?
Yes, my sister is Leslie, and I'm hoping that she and I move into a new apartment and sign a new contract together later this year, maybe September, August, in that time frame.
Okay, let's take a look at this move and finding a place, finding a contract, September, October, August, September time frame is what you were talking about, huh? Okay, so, well, you know, I'm getting kind of a maybe this can be okay. It might take a little longer to really find what you're looking for. You know, it's not like that it can't happen. I think it can. But it's just like, you know, it's saying like it's a real process. And the thing that I would pay attention to in particular is like being able to like really not waste a lot of time on maybe things that, you know, it's almost saying like if we hit a wall and, you know, finding a place, is if there's a place that we disagree on, because I'm getting a lot of like fives, you know, that have to do with conflict. And it's saying that, like, you know, avoid the conflicts if you can. You know, the thing is finding a place that actually really is going to work, that's going to be practical for both of you, and not to waste time on places that are just, you know, would never work. So that being said, that sounds like something we would probably never do intentionally, right? But I feel like it's saying, like, you know, there's going to be a couple of opportunities to get hung up on things like that, and don't waste your time is the main message with that. And the crystal card I drew for you is a pyromorphite, and it's talking about patience. So again, that's why I think that, you know, it takes a while to do that, and we can't sweat the small stuff, and we've got to try and avoid conflict. And sure, it can happen, you know, but it might not work exactly in the time frame that you're aiming for. Okay?
Well, I don't want to move past September because then it gets colder and I'm afraid of COVID. So if we don't have a perfect place by August, September, then it would be maybe February, March of next year, 2022.
Right. So I'm not saying it's definitely going to go that way, but just, you know, yeah, be aware that, you know, that's a possibility, you know. And, you know, it's you want it to be the right place, so it might be worth the wait.
Okay. Exactly. And when you threw those first dice, you said six of them were ones. What was the other? What were the other numbers?
Sixes. So, you know, I got ones and sixes, which was really kind of interesting.
How many ones and how many sixes?
Well, that's the thing. I had six of them that were ones, which was really bizarre. And then I had four of them that were sixes, And then the other two were twos. So they all matched up, which is really strange. Usually, you know, I'll get like all the numbers, right? But twos were great because it's this harmony. The sixes are more harmony. The twos are great because we're talking about partnership, that kind of thing. When we're talking about, you know, having a lawyer work with us, you know, it is a type of partnership, and we definitely want to be in harmony with that person, because then we really feel like, okay, we're on the same page. You know, we're a team, basically. So that's,
well,
that to me was some great vibe.
I'm into numerology. So when you say ones and sixes and twos, then if there were four sixes and six ones, that's a lot of sevens. And
yep.
Also there's eights, the way I look at it. I constantly play with numbers in my mind. And so I just find that very interesting. And you say these were crystal dice?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Crystal dice.
I didn't know.
One of my favorite tools. I'll try
to find some.
Yeah, you look on Amazon, look online. I think Justin Stones was the vendor on Amazon that I get them from. I really like them, but there's a few different people that make them, and they're just coolest little thing, and they're just such a great tool.
And
especially if you like throwing things.
What was
Justin? Like, the first name is Justin. And Stones. So Justin Stones. Okay.
All right. All right.
Check
well,
it
thank
out.
You.
Yes, and be sure to call back in and let me know how all of this goes for you. And happy
well,
New
thank
Year.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year to you, too.
Thanks. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Okay, and let's see, we can do one more call before we start talking about our crystal of the month, our crystal guest, Emerald, exciting stone with a really wild history to it. But let's go ahead and like take one more caller here, and that is area code. That's right, 440. Area code 440. Caller, are you there?
Yes. My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Ohio.
Hi, Patricia from Ohio. How are you today? Happy New Year.
Yes, thank you. Happy New Year to you. I'd like to find out. I've been wanting to start freelancing, I had made decisions to, as a freelance writer, to start doing that, but obviously just start a writing practice, a daily writing practice, so that I can get better and more experience. But also, my computer, it's old and it's, you know, it's not, I need a new laptop, and I don't have, you know, enough monies at this time to invest in that. But I do have this phone, and I'm wondering, is there, I was thinking of doing something obviously legit, the customer service wise, that I can complete the task in, say, you know, an hour or within a day, where I don't have to be downloading, you know, pictures of me, you know, to be submitting it, or things like that. And then I can, you know, when I start having a consistent more income, money's coming through, I can upgrade to, you know, more gigabytes on the phone. And then obviously, you know, saving for a computer, because I'm preparing in the fall to move and relocate from here. And I'm I mean, as opposed to applying to a job that's going on site, and, you know, 'cause I just don't want to be, you know, exposed to anybody. And
sure.
This last position I had in the last fall, it was, you know, working through a company, you know, as a cleaner, and at the library, one of the libraries, and there was a, you know, person that, you know, became sick with COVID, and that was just too close to, you know, for me.
You're right. You know, too close for comfort. Yeah.
And so, I said, you know, that's, you know, and I just had it with being here because it's been difficult and, you know, negative with the energy in this place. But I'm going to, you know, I've made a decision to start doing something. But like I said, I don't have the, you know, the equipment yet.
Right. You don't have the, that's a lot of stuff kind of mixed together. But basically the issue is abundance, right? You know, I mean, we got to generate some wealth, really, generate some abundance to work, you know, improve our finances in order to get the equipment we need, in order to make the move that we want to do, all of that. And so do we want to focus on the job front with that?
Well, I'm asking, should I focus on, say, working out of my home but using my phone? Or should I give it another try of going working on site somewhere?
Right. Okay. So, right. One or the other. Right. So let's take a look at this first option. We'll just compare it, right? You know, I've got two sets of dice here. So let's just compare this idea of working from on our phone, working from home. You know, it's a great idea. A lot of people are having to do it anyways. Now's the time, right? And trying to find a job working on site somewhere. You know, what's kind of weird is it looks like it's going to be easier to find something that's like working on site somewhere for some reason. That's very odd. You know, well, I mean, it's not that odd. It's just it's odd to me because I would think practically everything would be remote, but that's not necessarily the case, is it? Mm-hmm. You know, a couple fives come up when we talk about working remotely. It's like there's a lot of competition for that. And so that might, you know, kind of make it a little bit harder. It doesn't make it impossible at all. Might, you know, have to really, like, you know, expand, you know, the places that we're looking and inquiring. And it just looks easier if you look for a place to work on site. So that's, you know, it's almost like 70%, you know, for the working, you know, finding a place to work on site. And you know, when it comes to working on home, I would say it's like a 60-40 split, really. So it's just like more juice, you know, more energy going to this idea of like working on site somewhere. But, you know, gosh, it's such a catch-22 that we're all in with that right now, aren't we? That's what I get. I think, you know, keep your options open for one thing. You know, obviously, you know, working remotely is more preferable, you know, but then you've got that, you know, the equipment, you know, kind of issues. So if you can find something that's like maybe just, you know, telecommuting, you know, where you can do it all over the phone, that would definitely be helpful. But you know, you're going to be a little hampered if they're asking you to do more than that, that would require, like, you know, a laptop that works well, that kind of stuff. So,
Yeah, it's tricky. And just pulling a crystal card on this to see if there's any sort of advice on, like, where should we be looking?
I started teaching myself last fall with books out of the library, and when I could get online proofreading, that's what one of the areas I want to use to support myself as a freelance proofreader, right, for online documents, right?
Yeah. And, you know, look, freelance proofreading, a lot of the stuff like that, you are going to need to have, you know, either a tablet, you have access to like a text writer,
exactly.
You know, software. So it makes it a little bit tricky for that, because proofreading, you're looking for the mistakes and you can't make the corrections without, you know, being able to type it. And you know, I would also look into some things like, you know, and with the crystal card I pulled, it was a Bodhi stones talking about balance, 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 balance. Well, that's what we're trying to achieve anyways here, right? Couple things I would suggest that just kind of pop into my head are looking into like maybe some of the apps that might work on your phone, or maybe looking into something like getting maybe something like a less inexpensive like tablet, like a Kindle, something like that. You know, they have some Kindles that are only like $49 or whatever. And there is a, what is it called? Hold on. I'm looking on my Kindle, right? A laptop all the time. I don't like to drag it out and all of that stuff, you know, and fire it up and everything. But there is an app that I have on my Kindle that, you know, I do most of my writing on, and it's called Evernote, Evernote. Look that up. I'm not sure. It might be available on phones as well. Okay. And it's free. You know, the version I have is a free app, and it really just is for texting. And you can write out a whole document, you can format it and everything, and then you can share it. I think you can also save documents to it. You can even save like PDFs to it. I think there's you can even do like a work chat through it. But, you know, and then there's upgrades. I didn't buy any of the upgrades, but upgrades that allow you to do even more. But look, just check, research that, Google that, and see if that might be something that's helpful to you in the meantime. And definitely on the job front, it just looks easier to find a place where you would have to go in person, but that doesn't mean it's going to be impossible to work remotely, or that even if you get a place where you can work in person, that there won't be remote work involved, et cetera. Keep your options open is really the main message I'm getting on that front, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, I hope that was helpful to you. Happy New Year, and thanks so much for calling. Okay. All right, here we are, and now we're going to talk about emerald, our stone of the month. Emeralds are beautiful, aren't they? And if you go to the Psychic Talk Radio Network Facebook group, you'll find that by going to psychictalk.net/Facebook. You go to our group, I post a card of the day every day, and today I chose the emerald card from the Crystal Reading Cards by Rochelle Charman, with beautiful illustrations by Chayote Carter, and it's the emerald card, and the message is compassion. And I thought, what better card to kick off your what better stone than emerald? Emerald's one that we don't talk about a lot. You know, I purposely looked through all my crystal decks and found it in that crystal reading card deck, because a lot of other decks don't include emerald. And, you know, I don't know why that is. I don't know what's wrong with these people, because it's a wonderful stone. You know, when I first started getting into, having a collection, I guess you could say, or working with more and more stones, emerald was one of the very first ones that I worked with. And you might think, like, oh my gosh, what did she do? Win the lottery? How did she get to work with all these emeralds? We think of it as expensive diamonds, rubies, emeralds. You know, it's one of those, like, you know, legendary valued stones. You know, we think of the emerald tablets. A lot of famous emeralds, even. And the thing is, it's like, okay, it's really rare. And that's why they're so expensive and very greatly valued. But emeralds that aren't like that are not expensive, you know, because the majority of emeralds are going to have flaws in them. When you look at an emerald when it's raw, okay, and that means it hasn't been polished, it hasn't been cut. We're not talking about jewelry grade where you would go to Tiffany's to get your emerald. We're talking about getting emeralds from rock hounds, getting emeralds from rock shops. And they tend to be, they can be opaque. They usually have inclusions. You can find little teeny tiny bits and pieces of emerald, because emeralds are kind of brittle and they easily fracture when they're being handled and when they're trying to set them in jewelry and stuff. And they have, most of them have inclusions, which with emeralds are actually called the jardin. Jardin is the French word for garden, and it's a reference to kind of the moss or branch-like appearance that come up in those inclusions. But so you can get them really inexpensive. I bought a pound of little emerald chips using grid work and stuff for, like, I don't know, $5, something like that. You know, you can find it really inexpensive. So you don't have to win the lottery in order to work with emerald. And so, but why? Why would you want to? What's the point of emerald anyways? Why is it so famous? You know, it's the stone whose beautiful deep green emerald color, even the color is named emerald, right, has been said to have entranced humankind. Its distinct green color symbolizes new life, the sort of quality to it, where it just kind of glows in a sense. You know, we have a lot of green stones. There's something about, when you look at a really good emerald, there's something about it that just, like, I don't know, every other green stone seems sort of pale. You know, an emerald really does stand out. They can have white streaks in them. You know, usually when you find them, you're not going to find the flawless ones, right? Unless you're in a jewelry store or a museum. But so the color can have that emerald green, but it can also be a yellowish green. It can even be like a darker green. The crystal system, hexagonal, triagonal, you'll see hexagonal prisms. It is chemically position of aluminum and beryllium silicate. They can be transparent to opaque. There's usually no fluorescence like we have in some of our stones like tiger eye or labradorite. Emeralds don't do that. In Mexico, the Aztec called it the stone of Quetzalcoatl, after the brilliant green plumes of the Quetzal bird, which was a symbol of royalty. And the modern name that we have, emerald, is actually derived from an ancient Persian word translated to Latin as Smaragdist, if you're looking at any old ancient lapidaries, you'll see that word probably more often than you'll see emerald. And the current English spelling that we have for the word emerald actually dates back to 3 manuscripts. But how long have we been working with emerald? You know, they have found inventory records showing that emerald was known and offered for sale in the markets of Babylon as early as 4000 BC. So humans have been fascinated and valued this stone for a really, really long time. Our earliest references to emerald in Western literature comes from Aristotle. He wrote about emerald increasing the owner's importance and presence in speech during business, giving victory in trials and helping to settle litigation, and comforting and soothing eyesight. It was an early association, maybe the earliest association when it comes to healing with emerald. And it's always had, you know, just all kinds of really fascinating ideas about it. Aristotle also said that if you wore an emerald around your neck or wore it in a ring, it would prevent epilepsy, which they called the falling sickness way back in Aristotle's day. And he recommended that it be hung around the neck like on a pendant for children so that they don't develop epilepsy. Of course, you know, I don't see anything in the lapidaries giving us examples of whether or not that worked. But it was. But that's an interesting association with it. And not just the Greeks, not just the Romans and the Babylonians and the Aztecs and the Persians. I mean, this is a stone like throughout the world it has been valued. India has its own tales of the origin of emeralds. And, you know, the story goes a person was watching a swarm of fireflies in an Indian grove on a moonlit night. And after hovering for a time in the moonbeams, one particular firefly, more brilliant, alighted on the grass and remained there. And all of a sudden, they discovered it, you know, they were fascinated by that. They approached it and they discovered, hey, that's not an insect after all, but that's an emerald. So it came down from the stars on the moonbeams in India. And there's so many other stories, you know, the emerald tablets, Egypt and Greece, you know, that's it purported to be the name of a Greek literary work, which was said to be a translation of ancient Egyptian writings that were supposedly discovered by Alexander the Great on a tablet at the sepulcher of Hermes. And legend says that the original emerald tablet was formed from a single massive slab of emerald. Tablet of Solomon, said to be also a slab of emerald. And as Solomon, the king, that was presented to him by genies, you know, or jinn, to win his favor. So we have in the ring of Polycrates in the Greeks, you know, was said to be emerald. There's an emerald Buddha in Thailand that's a very famous. It's an 18-inch carving that rests at the pinnacle of an elaborate ornament in the chapter and in the chapel of the Emerald Buddha in the Grand Palace of Bangkok. I mean, Colombia has its own stories all over the world, like literally all over the world. So what about us? Say we find a deal on, you know, at a rock shop or on eBay or what have you, and we get some emeralds. They're not the expensive kind. It doesn't really matter for our purposes in using them in healing. So when we use them, how can we use those emeralds to support our crystal resolutions, our New Year's resolutions, our New Year's intentions? Well, emerald is known to promote that sense of helping inspiration, It also promotes patience, connected to, it also brings love, happiness, helps us be loyal to our love, fidelity. And the biggest thing that really stood out to me about emerald is that it is well known in crystal healing circles to be one of the stones that helps the body to heal after we've suffered an illness. Okay, so we got 20 million people just in the United States infected with an illness. Hello, we need to start passing those emeralds around. You know, especially when you read about people that have, that are the long haulers, that the symptoms linger and linger and linger, you know, maybe we should be working with emerald to help recover quicker, to help heal better. But, you know, aside from the physical aspect of it, you know, this is also a stone that is helpful with friendships and partnerships and helping to encourage a mutual understanding between each other. You know, hello, we have a lot of, what do you call it, a lot of conflict, a lot of divisions, a lot of people having a hard time seemingly understanding each other. Emeralds can help us with that. You know, where do emeralds come from? Colombia, Australia, Brazil, India, Austria, Africa, Russia, the United States. You know, they're in a lot of places. It's not like they're so, the only ones that are rare are the perfect ones, right? And they are associated with the heart chakra. They can help calm and open up the heart chakra. If that's something that you feel you need to work on, promote cooperation and understanding and love. You know, and I think 2021 is the year where we need to be doing some healing from all these things. We're all going to need to be working on healing our understanding of one another, finding a way to cooperate with one another. And definitely for those people that really, you know, have suffered from the, you know, illness, whether it's COVID, whether it's anything, any illnesses, you know, anything that's going to promote healing. It's got that green color, and you look at the green. Green is, to me, my favorite color for healing, the idea of things growing and looking healthy again. So that is our stone for the month, emerald. And if you find yourself working with emerald because of the show and because we talked about it, make sure you put a little shout out on our Psychic Talk Radio Network Facebook group, Psychic Talk Radio on Facebook, or you can find it easily by going to psychictalk.net/Facebook. And I'm just going to take a quick look. We're already out of time. Boy, our first show of the new year, and the time just flew by. And I see Charlotte in there. I see Dax in there. Everybody's saying Happy New Year in there. Happy New Year, everybody. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Don't forget to go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to keep up with all our shows on the network. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend and Happy New Year, everybody. I'll see you next Saturday. Bye-bye, everyone. Oh, 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 oh